Hi, my name is Sydney, and unfortunately today I am going solo as my beloved co-host Maya is on a film project today. So it's just me on my lonesome talking to our wonderful guest.
Hi, I'm B, Brittany B from AO3, and I'm really happy to be here. Kind of sad that Maya's not here though, but...
Yeah, I am too, and she is also. She wished she could be here. But yeah, I am joined today by someone who has been in the fanfiction game a really long time. She's gone through LiveJournal, fanfiction.net, early days of AO3, and I am so lucky for them to be on the podcast and tell us all about the period of time for fanfiction before fanfiction, really. So welcome, Brittany B. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. It's so weird to see myself being recorded, but...
You get used to it after some time because it's still a little odd for me, but we're happy to have anyone on, really. It's just, as long as someone reaches out to us, we're like, absolutely, please, come on, we'll have a spot for you.
I think that's what makes your podcast so special is, like, just normal people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, well-known people in fanfic or other podcasts about fanfiction, just, and then normal people that have been doing it for a while or just started, have certain ideas or viewpoints.
Yeah. What I'm really surprised about is the amount of people from like other countries that we've gotten. That's the most surprising thing. It's just like, how did you find us? And B, like, thank you for being here because, you know, you hear about like fan fiction is more than just like an American thing, but like to actually hear it from other people who live in like, you know, we've had people from like the UK. It's been crazy.
Back in like 2004, 2006, I was with a specific forum for a specific ship in Harry Potter that was run by people like in Taiwan and the Netherlands.
Crazy. They're everywhere. We're everywhere. So I want to start this by kind of just asking you your relationship with fan fiction and kind of just what your journey has been with fan fiction. I want to know everything. So don't skimp out on any little detail.
The most embarrassing.
I can assure you, I think everyone's fan fiction journey kind of is a little embarrassing.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, I didn't have a great childhood. Mm-hmm. So I started out just writing little stories in a journal. And then... I mean, when you find the internet and you're like maybe 10 or 12 years old, you just start looking, and thank God I did not get like groomed or anything by some predator online.
Oh my God, 100%.
But it was like, we had Quizilla.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was my introduction to fan fiction. Okay. Was like, I did not know until like I went on Quizilla to like see, because you could make like these little quizzes and set up like how the responses would fuel the results. People started learning how to HTML code just like on MySpace. Some people learned that in order to put their fan fiction in the quizzes.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of work that people did like back in that time, even with Tumblr, like people straight up coding, and you're like, I don't think I could do that now. Everything's kind of just like curated for me to just have an easy experience.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was so hard for people who are like not technology inclined. But I mean, we figured it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that it is just crazy thinking about like 12-year-olds fully learning how to HTML code to add like music to like their Tumblr page or something, or like add fan fiction to Quizilla.
Oh my God. I mean, we didn't even have Tumblr or I mean, MySpace wasn't even out yet.
Can I ask, like, what year did you start, were you introduced to like fandom and fan fiction?
I mean, I found it on Quizilla, I think. I mean, when was, because I can't even remember, it was so long ago, and I feel so old.
Quizilla was online in 2002 to 2014.
Yeah, because it was bought in 2006. But yeah, it's like 2002. And before that, it was, I think, LiveJournal, because LiveJournal was 99.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about fanfiction.net yet. And I mean, before that, it was my journal. I literally handwrote all my fanfics in like the back of my like English journals or my language arts journals, because I was like in middle or elementary school. So yeah, thank you, Mr. Hubbard, for writing, because you got me into reading.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like that is also a constant with fan fiction consumers and creators, is like either starting on like a sheet of paper in a class you're really bored in, or like, at least for me, it was like a Google spread, like a Google Doc or like a Word doc, but it was still like by yourself. You're the only one who can see it. That feels like a big constant, no matter like what year you start fan fiction.
Oh, definitely. I'd have to go like dig, but I'm pretty sure I still have those journals.
You know what? I would love that. Like, it's one of my, I hate looking at like my old Word documents and my old, cause all my old Word documents are like on a flash drive somewhere, at my parents. And of course, like I still have all the old Google Doc, like Google Drive documents. And like, I hate looking at them, but I love looking at them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Not just like the handwriting, the evolution of my handwriting, but also like how I wrote, and just the evolution of like where I started and my, like, just looking at my mental state, and then like looking through the years and how it's like either progressed in some ways and then like completely devolved into such filth.
Right. Yeah, mine was, I think it's also, you can see, you don't even have to like know kind of the era, I guess, of fan fiction that you started like writing at. I think just reading it can show you, because at least for mine, I used orbs a lot, which was very like 2012, 2013 fan fiction kind of thing, using the word orbs as eyes.
Oh my gosh. Mine was making at least one character Faye.
Okay. Wait, that was like a thing?
For me, it was.
Okay, I see.
Like, everyone had to be, like, super ethereal and super, like, a Mary Sue.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I love a Mary Sue. You cannot rip a Mary Sue out of my hands. People tried to make us feel bad about that, and they can't.
I know. I hate it. It's, like, I'd love to just write a regular book and just make make the main character just a Mary Sue.
Right.
And name her Mary Sue.
Very meta. Yeah. It's my thing of just like so many people on the internet. And of course, we always go back, because it's what fan fiction and a lot of what young girls really like is like, it gets like horribly mutilated with like everyone else in the world, I guess. But it's one of my favorite things of like Mary Sue, because like men get to be like practically Mary Sues in media all the time, where they're just like so good at this one thing and like it's just amazing. But as soon as a woman does it, they're like, that's super unrealistic. What the fuck?
I know. Like, I mean, why can't a female main character just be perfect and great at everything?
Do you remember too, after like, so people started getting really mad at Mary Sue's, and so there was like a complete 360 where people started making like the opposite of Mary Sue's, where they're like, she's so average and like everyone hates her and her attitude's the worst. Like, she's just the worst character.
Yeah, she has to be very flawed and the girl next door, but very plain. It's like, so you want her to be Bella Swan.
Yes. And we shouldn't have that anymore. I think we learned our lesson from Miss Stephanie Meyer. But yeah, that was just like a really like 360 switch that you gave me of the Mary Sue and the complete turnover of like, oh yeah, well like Mary Sue's are really embarrassing, so I'm just gonna create the most unlikable character you've ever seen in your entire life.
I love a Mary Sue too. Because, you know, I don't want to be reminded of my like real life and being
right
an invisible person. I want to be the perfect person.
Exactly. Like, I want to have my cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people, like, people like what they like when, if it's not hurting you or impacting your life.
Right.
Like, small children.
Yeah, mine is, like, especially since I got into fanfiction reading YN fanfics, like, it's my bread and butter. I love them. I know they're not everyone's cup of tea or anyone's, like, everyone's favorite, but I think their Mary Sue is so drilled and burned into my head because that was, like, the most prevalent that I saw in fanfiction was, like, the switch from, like, this YN character being like the best, the badass, everyone loves her, she's amazing at it. And yeah, I was kind of like you, being like, I want to be her, that's me, absolutely. Like, I am everything that she is. And then the switch to like me reading and being like, who, I don't want to be her, like, what the fuck, like, she's awful to be around, like, she's arguing all the time and so stubborn and like, get it together.
Exactly. And YNs are kind of growing on me.
Yeah.
As long as, like, they, instead of, like, using YN, they just don't use the name, and they just use you as a, like, second narrative.
Okay. I have heard that consensus before, of people being like, no YN, please. So, that is shocking to me, because I've just trained my brain to insert my name in the YN spot.
I know. I think it's just because I work in the medical field.
Oh, and okay.
I just... Or maybe it's because, like, when I do, like, I used to be very wordy. Like, I was listening back to one of your podcasts today on the drive home, and it was about the rise and fall of fanfiction.net.
Yes.
You were talking about, like, the 16 million word.
Yeah, yes. I think it's the Loud House.
And it was, I was like, you know what? If I had stayed on fanfiction. Actually finished a fic, I probably would have beat that because
I was
dirty as hell.
Yeah. No, I'm resonating with you completely because I am also that person where it's like I give Maya, who's my beta, like fan fiction chapters that I write, and she's like, why are you giving me 15,000 words? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know. It's a total 180 though, because I mean at some point in the 2010s, like, I burnt myself out on fan fiction, and now it's like a struggle to get like a sentence out now when I write on Stranger Things.
Yeah, I understand. I think I'm also going through a kind of burnout where, like, for a good year in like 2021, I wrote so much. I wrote like 100,000 words for one fic, wrote like 25,000 words for another one, and these past like 2 years, I would say this is going on 2 years, it's been like, oh, I can't even like get half a page out. Like, it's a real struggle.
I know. And it's like you forget how you used to write. So now if you, like, going back to fix, I haven't finished yet, and I'm like, I really should work on this. People keep commenting and they're like, when are you gonna update?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's fair. Like, it's supposed to just be like a hobby. Like, unfortunately, a lot of other things take up. Like, I think we were talking to our last guest about, like, I would love to, like, keep writing more, but this podcast takes up a lot of my time. I have a full-time job. Like, I like hanging out with my friends outside. So there's just, like, a lot of things that, unfortunately, it's not my biggest priority.
I know, and it's good to have, like, a balance where you can be social and, I mean, I wouldn't know because I'm awake when everyone's asleep.
Yeah.
But... I mean, working full-time enough, like, and then helping taking care of, you know, my sister's kids or running errands for my family. I mean, the last year alone has, like, burnt me out to where I'm like, oh, I just want to sleep for a decade.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I feel that deeply. So... Reverting back, last we left off, you were on Quizilla, LiveJournal, and then what afterwards?
I was on Quizilla, and then I was on LiveJournal for a long time. My best friend ever, she's like a sister to me, we hated each other through the beginning of high school, and then we just became, like, the best of friends. And that was like between 2004, 2005 when she's like, you know, there's a whole fan fiction site. And she had to show it to me.
Okay.
Oh my God. I have found my playground.
Yes.
And by then, I mean, I started out writing Harry Potter fan fiction, but it was like Fred and George and Hermione was a fairy.
Got it.
And that just, and when I found fanfiction.net, I soared right on over to Hermione and Severus.
Okay.
And we don't need to get into the trauma-fueled reasons why.
Perfect.
But I did. I just went right there.
Yeah.
And then I think it was, I was on fanfiction.net for a good long time. I mean, I was one of the people, the authors that migrated to AO3. I mean, once you had to get an invite because it was beta phase.
Oh, wow.
So someone sent me an invite on a forum I was at for Tom Riddle Hermione.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that either.
I love this. Yes.
I know, like, that was that fan. I will say that fandom can be a real cesspool. It's very toxic.
Right.
But, like, I found it and I was like, okay, let's see how dark we can get.
Right.
They sent me an invite, so I started moving everything over to AO3.
I did want to ask, were you a part of either of the fanfiction.net purges on your, because you said you were on fanfiction.net for some time. Did you experience firsthand those implementations from the website and the admins?
I think I joined during the first purge. Okay. I think it was when they were getting rid of the NC-17.
Yeah.
A rating. Like, I think it was like a subscription. Like, you could pay and you could write the filthiest filth you could ever filth.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that, actually.
I think so. But I didn't join then. I think I joined, like, during or after. So I had no idea until, like, later on. And someone was like, oh, yeah, it really sucked. Like, they took it away, and then they purged everything. I lost so much work. And I was like, I had no idea.
Right. Were you a part for the, because then there was a second one in 2012, or had you already migrated to AO3 on that, by that time?
I know that between the first purge, like, around the time that I joined, or I joined a little after, and by the 2012 purge.
Yeah.
I think I was already backing up everything on, like, Microsoft Word and stuff because Critics United was a big thing.
Yes.
And if they, I mean, you had one grammatical error, they just didn't like your work, they would send all their followers and you would lose all your stuff because they would report it, and then fanfiction.net would just take it down, and if you didn't back it up, you'd lose everything.
Yeah, I do want to get to Critics United one day, because I have heard about them. I've done an inkling of research. Obviously, you can't really not come across them when you're doing research like I was for the rise and fall of fanfiction.net.
Yeah.
They're very prevalent in that space, and one day I really want to look into that, because they sounded just insane.
It was horrible. I mean, they literally took the rules and, like, used it against you.
Right.
I mean, like, you could do everything right, put the copyright disclaimers. If you, like, wrote, like, at one point, like, I really liked writing song fics.
Oh, yeah.
Just sue me. Like, I want my Mary Sue to sing.
Right.
You know, I'm not a songwriter, but I really love Paramore songs, so why can't, but, like, you could disclaim those, you could do, like, everything in your power to be like, hey, this is what's happening, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
And trying to protect yourself, but if they found it, it would be gone.
Right. Do you want to, for those listening who have no idea about Critics United, and we're just talking about them without them knowing, do you want to just explain a little bit about what Critics United was?
I never fully understood the amount of hate they had for everyone that wasn't them. But it was like this, forum group in fanfiction.net, and I don't think they ever complimented a work.
Okay.
They just thought they were, like, Critics United, that they were going to critique everyone's work, and if they didn't like it, they'd spread the word on their little forum thing inside fanfiction.net, and then all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, your work would be gone. They would, like, mass report it.
Crazy.
Or they would, like, leave the nastiest messages. Like, some of the stuff that I got, you would just have an email with their, like, you could go and, like, you'd view your messages.
Yeah.
On fanfiction.net, because I couldn't see the reviews anymore because it was already taken down.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, they would get, especially the mature ratings, rated stuff.
Right, yeah.
It was, like, puritanical. Like, they just went through and just, I don't know, to be filled with that much hate for online people, it still baffles me today.
Right. No, I completely understand. It was one of the things that I come across, and I had never heard of them. I used fanfiction.net for a very short period of time before I found AO3, because I had started reading fanfiction around, like, 2012, 2013-ish. So AO3 had already been a thing. It was out of beta. You know, they were very... They had found their footing in the fanfiction space.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I was lucky, like, thank my lucky stars, that I had AO3 when I did. So I didn't stay on fanfiction.net for that much, like, that big of time. So I didn't know about Critics United or really anything about fanfiction.net until I started, you know, looking into it and everything. And I feel the same way. It's just like Maya and I can speak for her because we've talked about it on the podcast and together, that we don't understand the hate for just fan fiction. It's literature. And as you said, you didn't want to get into it, but, you know, some people write the things that other people might be like, what the fuck are you writing that for other reasons, for other traumatic reasons, or even just like that they fucking like them. And that's like, to have a massive hate campaign is going after a real human being with real feelings and emotions for fake people, for fake fictional characters.
I know, it's like, it doesn't, I mean, you don't have to read it. It doesn't impact your life unless you let it impact your life. And it's so easy to just backclick and scroll.
Right, yeah. So what was it like then, being one of the very first on AO3 after the beta? Like, what was AO3 like before it was AO3?
It was a little bit more simpler. There were some bugs. Like, that's why it was in beta. We were, some of us, like, the authors that were getting invited were, we were just trying to help them figure out, like, what's best for us. And then now, like, to the AO3 we have today, I would say is pretty darn perfect. There are some things that could be better, but, I mean, it's way easier for, it took a while.
Yeah, yes.
It took a while to figure out how to post stuff in the beta phase.
Right.
But it's so much better now. Now that you've, like, been there and you've done it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was better than fanfiction.net, but it could have been even better, and now it is better. Mm-hmm. It's,
I mean, and they're still making changes. Like, they just implemented blocking and muting, which is something that people have been asking for a really long time, and they listen to everybody. And it's one of the things that I adore about AO3 is that, like, they're still making changes while also keeping their core mission the same. So yeah, it is just, I can't imagine a life without AO3 at this point, you know?
Exactly. Like, if I lost my bookmarks on AO3, I think I'd just throw myself off a cliff or something.
It would be my 9/11.
Yeah, I they'd have to institutionalize me. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you have seen this progression from Quizilla and LiveJournal and fanfiction.net and AO3. What do you think the biggest difference is of the fanfiction and the fanfiction platforms of the past to the platforms and the fanfiction of today?
I would say tagging.
Right.
Back then, like, you didn't even get a trigger warning. You were taking your mental health into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, It would be a surprise.
Well, because fanfiction.net, if I remember correctly, they only had, like, ship genre, so, like, comedy, romance, thriller, whatever, word count, fandom. They didn't really have much. And then I've never used LiveJournal. Was it kind of the same on LiveJournal?
Because LiveJournal was just, like, journaling. Like, you would just...
Right. But would people kind of do the same where they let you know, like, it's this fandom and this ship? And
Sometimes you just, I mean, I think LiveJournal had some tags. You could tag, like, what it was about and stuff. That might have come later. But it was kind of like just crossing your fingers and hoping you didn't traumatize yourself.
Right, yeah. I do remember myself at the ripe age of, like, 15 coming across a lemon fanfiction and not quite knowing what lemon meant. And it was a rude awakening for a high schooler.
Oh, yeah. Lemon. Limes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like, the most tagging you really got out of fanfiction.net.
Yeah, definitely. Lemon. That's what we got.
That's what we got is citrus.
Yeah, now we have AO3 and we can, like, read an entire book.
Right. Yeah, it is crazy to me thinking about, like, fanfiction.net is still obviously operational. There are some people who do still post to it, more often than not cross-posting.
Yeah, so cross-posting. You could
find it. Yeah. But, like, you know, the fact that I think that, like, AO3 is still making, they're still making changes and they're still listening to their audience and they're still bringing in an audience as large as they do. And then there's fanfiction.net, who is kind of like has been paused in history, kind of. I sort of talk about it in that fanfiction.net episode where it's like, yeah, the top fandoms haven't changed since like 2015. It is one of the things that I think about in AO3 where they're like, they're still making changes where fanfiction.net, the admins and the team behind it could have easily also made those changes that people were looking for. They just chose not to. Or at least it feels to me that they chose not to.
I don't know. Maybe they just got bored. Maybe they, I mean, what, they were in college when they made it. So they probably have like kids starting in college now.
Right.
Which is crazy to think about. It makes me feel so old and I'm 34.
Yeah. So it is... I wait for the day where I wake up and I learn that fanfiction.net's officially shutting down, just as Quizilla has and just as a lot of other platforms, like all the Angel Fire pages and such.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a day. That'll be a day for the history books.
Oh, yeah. I know that I switched over completely and deleted my account on fanfiction.net.
Oh, wow.
A couple years ago because the when hate reviews were called flames.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I only know that because of My Immortal.
Oh, God.
Because the author notes would be like, they leave flames. It was a flashback.
That is My Immortal.
Yeah. Oh,
I remember when it was 4 chapters.
Oh.
And I was like, what did my friend just send me?
Oh my God, to be there when My Immortal was being written seems like a dream.
Oh, but I was really into the main character because I was into that emo goth girl phase. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That is like, we got some of those where it was like, we have another friend of the podcast, Heart of Aspen, who wrote Harry Potter fanfiction. And after we did the My Immortal episode, you know, we were trying to be like, oh, like, have these other people who've been on our show around during that time. And we got an email from her where she was like, I was around. And I was like, oh, my God. What was that like?
Oh, my God. The fashion choices. Just the writing. And I was like, I don't, because I kind of wrote like her.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I should take a step back.
Reevaluate
how.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and I shouldn't have judged her. At least I didn't post it online judging her. But in my head, I was like, we should pause for a second.
We should take a step back. Take a breather. Yes.
Let's reevaluate. Let's come back from a you know what? Let's go read some actual books for a while.
You know what, though? She changed YN fanfiction for, like, the next generation. Like, just the style. Like, you still see it on Wattpad today, where it's, like, fully, you must know exactly what the character's writing or are wearing, like, down to the shoes, like, every single piece. Very much the, you know what, I don't want to say, but she might have been the first Mary Sue. Like, that was popularized in fanfiction, because, and you got the Mary Sues of, like, the, you know, my mom sold me the One Direction fanfiction, where it was, like, all about the main character. She really, like, changed an entire genre, subgenre of fanfiction for the next, like, 10, 20 years.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And I still catch myself doing that, because I wrote like that. I was, like, in that emo phase, and everyone had to be emo. Yeah. Everyone had to be absolutely perfect and have all the goth emo clothes that I could never afford.
Yeah.
And
why not?
That I could never do. And it's like, and now I'm like struggling. I'm like, she wore a yellow dress. Take that as you will. Dress was yellow. Yep. There you go.
The, what is it? The room was blue. The curtains were blue. Take it as you will.
I know. I mean, even then, like, I know I evolved from, like, putting down, like, the labels.
Yeah.
The brands of the clothes and just being, like, and just, like, shifted to, like, what was it? Environmental flow.
Yes.
Where it's, like, long whimsy about how the mahogany walls.
Yes.
Looked like his chocolate eyes. And
oh.
Or her chocolate eyes. Or
I love it.
Everyone's chocolate eyes.
And oh, it's perfect. It's so good. I love, I know there are so many people that are like, that's so cringe. I love it. I love it so much, because it just, like, it is just so of our people. And it's just like, why don't we take pride in that? I love it. How do you think, now that fanfiction is not only getting more popular, but also more socially acceptable? You know, it's all over TikTok. I know there during quarantine, there was, like, a new fanfiction that had blown up on TikTok. It seemed like every week, every other week.
Fan vids.
Yes.
Like, from YouTube that were, like, 10 minutes long, and now they're, like, 30 seconds to a minute long.
Right.
That's where I'm seeing that the YN is really blowing up. It's more socially acceptable now that it's in video form, but you were giving the YN lovers crap 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with all of that, is that something that you ever thought possible in the days of your Life Journal or even your fanfiction.net days?
No, I mean, we saw, like, fanfids and stuff. Like, people, like, literally pieced together full out chapter books.
Yeah.
But I never thought it would be, I thought I'd still be, like, 34, 35 years old and being ridiculed because I don't give a shit. Like, I write fan fiction. It's fun. But now it's like, I have a coworker now that's like, yeah, I read fan fiction on Reddit. I was like, oh, girl. You go to Reddit?
You're like, let me take my hand. Let me guide you over to Archive of Our Own.
Yeah, I was like, you don't read on AO3? She's like, what's AO3? I'm like, I'm not even going to ask how old she is.
You're like, I'm going to change your life.
I know. And I was like, I haven't even asked her, like, what fandoms.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're watching the camera, so it's like, we can't talk too much.
Right.
But I was like, Reddit? You go to Reddit? Not judging Reddit. But I'm like, I didn't even know Reddit had fan fiction. I just feel like you just want to hate yourself because Reddit people are so mean.
It's not even, like, it's not even the first social media or the second social media platform I would have thought for fan fiction. I would have immediately gone Tumblr and then Twitter.
Exactly. And now we don't even have Twitter anymore.
I know. It's really disappointing because I love TwitFix.
And just being able, like, for fan fiction authors to be, like, I think fan fiction authors were promoting their fanfics before authors were like, oh, we can use social media to promote our stuff. It's like just following your favorite author on, like, AO3 and being like, those little notifications like chapter 364 is up now for this, and being like, oh, yay.
Yeah. And I think especially because Twitter is the way that it is and that fanfiction authors are like promoting their fanfictions. Because Maya said the same thing where she's like, I never thought I'd see the day where people are promoting their fanfiction on Twitter. It's like I love having fanfiction authors on there because I feel like for a really long time, people kind of forgot that there was someone behind the username and they forgot when they're like harassing them and like pestering them for another chapter, like kind of forgot because it's not like a Wattpad where people are posting singular chapters for author's notes to get a little bit more personal. Like the author's notes are at the beginning, at the end, they're not really the main point, but you know, if they're like, follow my Twitter, like that's a real person, like they're tweeting every day, like you can interact with them. And it's one of my favorite things to do, we're having authors on to be like, hey, your favorite author is like a person and they're talking to us and you can like get their inside thoughts about like the fan fiction and what they would love to write in the future and everything like that.
I know, like before it was just on fanfiction.net where you could send them a DM, you could email them, message them through the site. I mean, some of my favorite authors, I would like reach out in an email being like, I love how you did this. And just go into intense detail and being like, just talking to them and then just shifting from fan fiction to just like catching up.
Yeah. That's
how we made our online fanfics friends. We just, you had to grab those balls and just being like, okay, I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah.
And now you can follow them and you don't have to actually talk to them. You can just watch them post about their life and being like, I love this person. They are so wholesome.
And they write my favorite fan fiction.
And they have cute cats.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am sad about the twitfic aspect of Twitter going down, but I love even just like the fan fiction authors just on like Twitter alone, because I've found so many fan fiction authors just following them and being like, oh, they're mutuals with this person who also writes this kind of stuff. And then they follow this person. It's just like, for someone who has a little bit harder of a time like navigating AO3, I feel like it's a simpler way to find like other people who would write something that you would also be interested in.
Oh, definitely. For me, like, I don't know why, it must be my age showing. Instead of searching for like specific things on AO3, I go to Google.
Okay.
Google. I hope people don't give me crap for this. Eddie Munson / original female character.
Fuck yes.
And then just hit enter.
Perfect.
And then the link pops up and I'm like, okay, I'll just scroll and just, I have like 200 open tabs.
Yeah.
On my phone.
Yeah. You know, I think that's how I did for fanfiction.net because it's practically the same thing. It's practically the same thing for fanfiction.net versus like the Google search fanfiction.net.
Oh yeah, it was like the Wild West.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like they would give on fanfiction.net, they would give this beautiful summary and it'd be like everything I wanted. And then you'd start reading it and it'd be like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Oh no.
And that was still in the age where, like, your online friends or stuff, or your friends in real life that you, like, shared this one deep, dark secret with yourself. Because you couldn't tell people, especially in high school, I could not tell people except my best friend about writing fan fiction.
Right.
And only because she wrote it, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, we were picked on enough.
Yes.
But traumatic stuff that we would send each other at that point, it's just, like, trying to find the filthiest filth.
Right.
To traumatize each other. There was like a whole phase, I think, of people that would like find the dirtiest, most traumatizing stuff on fanfiction.net that wasn't deleted by Critics United and just passing it around via emails.
Yes. So I hope you don't mind me asking, but there is that like darker side of fanfiction, or like the cracky, like nasty side of fanfiction. Has that always kind of been there, or is that something that has sprouted with the addition of all these new people to the space and maybe the fact that people are just getting more comfortable with it?
I mean, in the Quizilla days, I never came across anything smutty. When I found fanfiction.net, I mean, on LiveJournal, I found like it was like normal, like kissing, and then it was kind of like fade to black.
Yeah.
Fanfiction.net just, like, I think it blew a lot of people's minds because they were, like, because, like, maybe we were just, like, maybe because they grew up sheltered or something, or, like, they didn't know, like, they didn't really fully understand that the internet could be so dirty.
Sure.
But, like, oh, yeah, fanfiction.net was, like, there was, oof.
No matter how much they tried to stop it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, teenagers were, there's a will, there's a way, and the internet just made it so much easier.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think it just, like, it creeped in, and then it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, and then it started, like, there were, like, it was crackfix, and it was lemon romance, and then it was crack, crackfix mixed with, like, NC-17-MA monster fucking.
Perfect, yes.
And now it's just, I think it's, like, it's devolved, and then it evolved from how utterly horrible it was.
Uh-huh.
So, thank you, AO3.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least thank you for letting us tag things accordingly, so that if I want to find that, I can. But if I don't...
Because it was, like, you had to get, like, you had to join a forum.
Right.
And they had to have, like, a master list, or you had to go and, like, have, like, a forum person, like, give you a recommendation, send you the link. It was, like, a whole process.
Right.
Because you couldn't just go, you needed the title for the thing in order to find it, or you would be scrolling for 3 days or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to find, like, something that might fit what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, like, but you had to join, joining a forum was so much easier, and then those were cesspools, and it was just so exhausting just trying to find what you were in the mood for.
Right.
You had to, like, by the time you found it, you're like, I don't want to read it anymore.
You know what? That's fair. That's, you've already taken a journey to find it.
Exactly. Sometimes you would find gems on fanfiction.net.
Sure.
Yeah, like, in your search, you'd just find a gem and it'd be like, well, guess I'm reading this now. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't expect it. It just falls in your lap and you're like, I'm going to save this forever.
Yes. I feel like that's, like, the equivalent of Wattpad now, just because, like, Wattpad also doesn't have the best tagging or search feature. So it's like you just scroll forever and forever and forever unless you had a link. Or you found, like, a gem. Which, like, I'll say there are gems on Wattpad. You just have to, like, really look for them.
Oh, yeah. Wattpad is, like, fanfiction.net 2.0 for me. But, like, I downloaded the app. I tried signing up online.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, everything is in, like, a different language. It's, like, Russian or Ukrainian or something, and I can't switch it to English, so I was like, I guess this is the universe's way of saying that I should just stay on AO3.
It's a pretty good sign, you know, to stay on AO3.
Yeah, it's just in another language. Not even, like, letters, it's, like, I think it's Cyrillic. I don't know what it is, but it won't change.
Interesting. Did AO3 always have a tagging feature, even, like, since beta?
Yeah, because you could tag your fandom, you could tag your relationships.
Yeah.
You could tag major character death.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the tags have definitely improved.
Yeah.
Since it came out of beta phase, especially in the last few years, like, you have so much more tags now.
Right.
You kind of had to add the tags back then, and it was confusing at first, but it got so much better. But yeah, you could tag it like unst or ust, unresolved sexual tension, urt, unresolved romantic tension. I don't think we were even using lemons anymore. We weren't writing lemons, just mature scenes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because at that time you didn't need to be covert about this being smut.
Oh yeah. They were like, be an adult, do adult things.
Right. Yeah, when you came on, I didn't know that you were a first, like, kind of beta for AO3, and that's just very interesting to me. I, like, love hearing about that, because, like, I didn't even really realize that they had, like, a beta before the beta that you kind of had to be invited on for.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, like, we were waiting.
Yeah.
Like, we signed up, And like the second one of us on the forum got that invite, and then you were allowed like a set number of invites to invite other authors. So I was like, come on, I'm waiting. Come on. Yeah. Please, I'm so tired of these Critic United assholes. Please, come on. Right. Like, I gotta see this. I'm nosy. I gotta know. So nosy. I was like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Did you hear about AO3 before, like, while they were building it? Or was it a thing that someone had told you about that this is, we're all trying to get into the beta and you have to be let in?
Oh, I think it was someone on the forum. It was a Tabiny forum. And they were like, there's this new website coming out and, like, you can sign up to, like, start the beta phase to, like, help them figure out and stuff, or just to get in and start writing and moving your stuff over.
Yeah.
They're like, I hear it's going to be so much better. It's going to be so much better. And I was like, okay, where do I sign up? Send me a link right now. I was like, history. I got to see this. So we were waiting. I was waiting for a few months, and then they're like, I got the invites.
It's still funny to me how there are some things about AO3 that haven't changed. You still kind of need to be invited, but you like sign up and you have to wait for your invite link to make a profile. And they still have their HTML coding. If you want to put in your fanfiction as HTML, you can. I never do, but you can.
I know, that was like the most amazing thing. I mean, fanfiction.net had that too, where you didn't have to. You could download it through a doc. That you could just download from Word or something. But or you could like just put it in, you could just type it in, and you didn't have to HTML code or anything. You typed it in, or you could like copy and paste it in the box, and then just go through and like hit enter. You couldn't tab to make like the indent. But you could do that. But like, I think AO3 was like, if you want to HTML, go HTML your heart out. But here's this little button that does the work for you. And everyone's like, please do the work for me.
Please do the work for me. I don't blame you guys. It's really like, I don't want to do that much work. I already wrote the damn thing.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it took me a whole month to write one paragraph. Yes. My fingers are so tired.
My brain so tired. Please, I don't want. Was there a major change after AO3 went off of beta? Like, for, I guess what I mean is like for the amount of people coming in. Like, was it like a very intimate group and then like a rush of people?
I mean, I think at the beginning, very beginning, because like once you joined, then you got your own invites to give to people. So it was like a chain. So it's like, you know, other writers, you're like, do you have an invite to AO3 yet? Or like, I would just email on or message on fanfiction.net to like my favorite authors, be like, listen, if you like Critics United is getting out of hand, or like they're about to go, you know, they're about to go purge again. Like there were some purges.
Yeah.
Like little small ones that I don't think anyone remembers.
Yeah.
Where it was just like went totally under the radar. I was like, you know, and if you want to back your stuff up, like I could send you an invite. Sometimes it was like just you didn't want to lose your favorite fanfics and they weren't done yet. So it's like emailing like your fanfiction.net authors that you really, really love and be like, just chain reaction, like, you want some invites? I got an invite. You can send out to all your friends.
Yeah.
But I think it like once it got off beta, it really exploded. Because it was gradual. I think there were like thousands of users. There might have been like hundreds of thousands of users in beta phase, because everyone was sending everyone the invites, because you got those certain, you know, limited amount of invites. And then like once it was open to the public and at like word spreading, like this is so much better, it just exploded, because it was like scales. Just everyone was like on, you know, fanfiction.net, and then just slow and then mass exodus over to AO3. And I think before that it was Tumblr. People were going to Tumblr instead of fanfiction.net.
Yeah, there's some great fanfiction on Tumblr. Again, you have to look for it, but there's some great fanfiction on Tumblr.
You know what I love about the Tumblr, though? Oh my god, the Tumblr. is it's like the compendium's made.
Yes.
The ask Draymine.
Yes. Yes.
And it's like a compendium of, you can just like find like whole archives of like specific tropes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's like my favorite about Tumblr.
They're
finding the fan fiction, it's finding the holy grail.
The master list.
Yes, the master list.
Yes. So you have seen fan fiction and fandom go through a lot of different phases and transitions. Where would you like to see, you know, people in society or even fandom creators and consumers treat fandom and fan fiction in 5 years, 10 years, you know, the future, however long that may be?
As just accepted. Like, I know we can't get paid for it because it's someone else's work that we're just extrapolating on. But to, like, just not be, like, a fad or a trend, or, like, to be an actual community of people that are, like, we love this thing. I wanted to see what this thing could be like in this different setting, or with, like, what if this happened instead? And then, like, I want to share it with you. And if you don't like it, okay. And if you love it, I love you too. Just, like, I don't know, just, I don't want people to make a mockery of it, like they still do, or to, like, use it as, like, shock value, or, like, as something to have a laugh at. Because people do pour their souls into it. Like, I've worked through a lot of trauma, and a lot of people do that. They use it as a therapy tool. But I don't know, maybe it'd just be nice to be more, I suck at talking.
No, you're okay. Kind of like just more accepted.
Just more accepted, and just something that you don't have to, I don't know, feel out with other people. Just be like, yeah, I write fan fiction. They're like, oh, okay, cool.
Right. Yeah. Something that, because I know what you mean by that. It's just like, when I'm making a new friend, is it like, when do I tell you I have a podcast about fan fiction? Like, when do I tell you?
I know. And the older I get, I guess the less craps I give. Because I'm like, the older I get, the more my autism shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just like naturally unmasking. And right. So now I'm just like, sometimes social cues don't hit me. Like, they go right over my head or stuff. But also just I've become very more blunt, and I'm not caring. I don't see the point. And being ashamed of it, because I really, really love it, and I've been loving it for a long time. And I'm just like, yeah, I write fan fiction. Well, what kind of fan fiction? Well, let me tell you
everything about it, because it's my pride and joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me start by giving you a whole history.
Yes.
The late 90s.
Oh my god, please. I need somewhere to put the information that I have stored in my little head.
Yeah. Let me tell you about going on to like domainthings.com or something, and like my own website.
You're like, there was a whole life I lived that no one knew about.
It was the Wild West.
I was a different person then. Yes, yes, exactly. And so what, in your opinion, is the best advice that someone can give newer people to fandom and fanfiction? Something that, you know, Gen Z or even older generations who are just now finding fanfiction should know when entering this very cultivated and beloved space?
I think it would be, like, at first, just start with AO3. Familiarize yourself with tags. Always read the tags.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anyone shame you for liking it.
Yeah.
Because you're not just going to like it, you're going to love it. And don't let someone take that away from you. Because, like, we have so much crap going on in the world, and everyone's so hateful. It's good to have, if you want to escape in a fan fiction, escape in a fan fiction. And if you love it, love it. And just don't be hateful to something you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can always, you don't have to, if you don't like it, don't read it. But don't let anyone take the love you have for it away. Because it's fun. It's supposed to be, it started out with, like, being fun.
Yeah.
So it needs to, you know, it needs to always be like something fun.
I love that. That was beautiful. And then at the very end, this is unfortunately the end, we ask all of our guests for your favorite fix or fix you would recommend the most. And as someone who has been a fanfiction writer, reader, I must know. Favorite fix.
Oh, okay. I wrote at work.
Okay.
I was like trying to hide it that I was on my phone. So I thought about my top three fandoms.
Yes.
In the last year, because I went from Harry Potter all the way to Marvel and Captain America.
Okay.
And now I'm like stuck in Stranger Things. Perfect. For the foreseeable future. But Pride of Time by Anubis Ankh is okay. A Hermione and Severus Snape time travel fic where okay. She like goes back in time. And then there's a split off that you can do for, it's like a certain chapter in the original Pride of Time. And then like, what if this choice was made instead?
Okay.
And it splits off. But Pride of Time is my comfort fic. It's mature, but I really loved it.
Nice.
But I do believe you can find it on AO3 now.
Okay, amazing.
I just finished, like, this is, I just finished this one. It's a mature rating on in the Stranger Things. It's in Eddie Munson and original female character.
Okay.
And it's called Well, I Wonder by Daisy_Bones. And it's finished, and it was beautiful.
Perfect.
I really, really loved the progression.
That's I still need to really get my talons into the Stranger Things fandom. I've only read one romance fanfiction for the Patreon. So
I didn't think Stranger Things was really gonna grow on me, but like I waited until like season 3 came out and then I binged it. And I only give, like, I'll either give a show like 3 episodes or a season to hook me. And they had me by the end of the first episode, when I finally gave it a try. And then now we have like season 4 and it's Eddie Munson.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what it is about Eddie Munson.
He stole everyone's heart, so, yep.
I know. I just really want him to come back.
Oh.
And Darcy, I Shrunk the Avengers by Emma98.
Perfect.
And it's a rating T.
Okay.
It's really funny. I like it. I go back and read it a couple times. Like, every so often, I'll just go reread it because it's... Yes. It's, like, more about, like, the kids, like, all these, like, these kids that have, like, trauma, or these people that have trauma, and they get sent back to kid age, so they get to, like, relive their childhood in a different setting with different people, and, like, Darcy and Steve are, like, they get together in the midst of all it, and, like, they become, like, parents to their Avengers.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know. You should go. Everyone should go read it because even though it's like hilarious, it's a little cracky. Tony Stark gets shrunk. So does like Bucky and Natasha and like Helen Cho. And it's like, I don't know. It was just like really sweet. But like little tiny kid Tony was like the icing on the cake for me. I was like, do I really want to be reading this? And then like tiny little kid Tony. And it's like, yes, I do. I do want to read this.
I in fact do. Yeah. I love it. So thank you again for being on here. Is there anything that you would like to promote? Your AO3, any social medias, anything like that?
I'm not really on social media anymore. I have it, but I lurk.
Yeah.
I mean, if people want to read my unfinished work, it's Bright Me B on AO3, BRIGHTNEEBEE. I don't know when I'll update anything. Whenever the mood strikes me.
Yep.
And like right now I'm just like slowly trying to research and then like compile notes and stuff to write my own book because oh, nice. Book talk has like totally taken over my life.
Yep.
I also like I'm writing like every weekend when I'm home. I mean, I'm working on Stranger Things, Eddie Munson fanfics that aren't posted yet.
Very cool.
And that's about it with me.
Well, very nice.
I work and then I come home and sleep or I read or I write Eddie Munson fanfic that no one has gotten to read yet.
Love it. Love to hear it. Well, thank you for taking time out of working and writing Eddie Munson fanfiction to talk to me and telling me all about really like things that I had never even heard of or known before. And I enjoyed it heartily.
Thank you for having me on. I'm hope like I answered some questions because I know I can be Absolutely. A little roundabout and no. I can go off on a side trail, but
listen, this podcast is all about side tangents. We would not be a podcast without side tangents. So no, I loved it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's so nice to meet you and talk to you and yeah. tell Maya that I hope she's okay and that she can at least enjoy listening to this.
Yes, she absolutely. Well, she needs to edit it, so she will be listening to it.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fanfiction recommendations, or if you're a fanfiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye! Bye.